The Birthyard, a novel, written by Mallory Tater and read by Elizabeth Evans.
Part 1. The Gathering Season. Chapter 1. Its arrival, the month of our births. Our skylight holds low, cool stars ready to celebrate us. The stars seem to savor their light during summer, release their brightest hues in September. When August ends, we are joyful and ready. Everyone on our trail has been born in the same month for 3 generations since the den was founded. Everyone celebrates their births together. On the trail, September is arrival month. I lie on my back with my stomach to the light, the healthy way to sleep and grow. Some arrivals mean more than others. This is my 18th. I'm now old enough to give birth. I hear my mother's shaky hands stacking plates in the kitchen. My bedroom is on the other side of the wall. "Turn on the light," she hisses at my father. "George, my S's are crooked, too angled. Should I start over?"
"No, Vale," he says. "They're fine."
It's easy to eavesdrop in our homes. Our cottages are thin-walled and small, crisp in the winter, sticky warm in summer. I picture her writing our names on the cakes with frosting. She will be focused under the hanging light bulb at the kitchen table, trying to get it perfect. The frosting on my cake will be blue. I'm 18, and this means sky life. My sister Cassia's will be pink for age 14. Pink means to dig deep, keep growing, stay hopeful. All our neighbors on our trail will dip their fingers and taste my mother's salted tea frosting. It's my mother's job every year to do the arrival cakes for everyone. She towers them and stacks them in the pantry, wrapped in foil for each family to collect. She does this because our trail is busy and tired. Celebrating takes work, and she has time. I lie watching the morning grow, though I feel my body hasn't. I wear a stretcher hooked to my ankles, a metal rod cinched to my back. I should feel it press into different muscles the more I grow, but I haven't felt change in a while. I'm guilty for it. We awaken, expecting to feel older. Even my mother is supposed to feel it this month and revel and dream and plan. She tries, but her wrists hold her back. Arthritis. She speaks to the pain quietly at night when knitting or baking. She knows talking loudly of pain only ages her further. We are not supposed to discuss pain. It's my parents' arrivals, too. I know my father and mother will hold a small candle for each other. They take turns lighting it and blowing it out in the mostly dark room. My father doesn't make a wish. He claims he never has. I picture him relighting it for my mother, who might look back toward our bedroom, think of Cassia and me, then blow. All she has ever thought of is us. Most living in the den will feel alive and happy all month. The arrival celebrations seem to last forever. They're every night for a month. Each girl in the den gets a new dress to replace last year's, a simple black cotton dress to our knees with one sleeve the color of our age. My blue-sleeved dress and Cassia's pink-sleeved dress hang in our bedroom closet, waiting for us. Women are frivolous, so we don't have too much choice of clothes to wear to keep our vanity and lust at bay. Men have unlimited clothing, as much as they prefer. They work. They need distinction, more concrete identities. They need those things. Cassia's breathing is deep. I can hear her through the curtain that divides our bedroom. I like to think she's breathing in a new 14-year-old self. I don't know if I'm feeling the breath of 18 inside me or if being awake so early is what I'm supposed to do.